Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, welcome to another hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. I'm so glad you're with us. I have all kinds of things I need to talk with you about today. I keep making myself notes. They keep getting longer and longer. I want to remind you, if you'd like some company in your house while you're doing stuff, and you're not listening to radio, which is probably the best way to have company when you're doing stuff, or you're, you know, going out in your car, you're trying to fall asleep at night or whatever. The Boston Pops, with its wonderful stud muffin conductor, Keith Lockhart, who only gets younger. I'm convinced he sleeps in pickle juice. He just came out with the Boston Pops and a new CD called Lights, Camera, Music. 6 decades of John Williams. Now, if you were just born out of a coconut shell day before yesterday, maybe you don't know who John Williams is. And if you're not, if you don't know who John Williams is, I'm here to give you that little bit of education. Because you know all his music. You just don't realize you do. He is the genius who is responsible for so many Academy Award winning film scores, and so many film scores that whether they won an award or, you know, they were nominated and they missed getting the big award, they live inside your brain and your heart. Things like movies like Superman, Star Wars, E.T., in all the Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, Memoirs of a Geisha, Schindler's List. Oh, let me tell you a funny Schindler's List story. Steven Spielberg, responsible for so many amazing films, had already worked with John Williams a number of times on having him create the film score for his films. So he was working on Schindler's List. And he went to John Williams and said, I would like you to compose the music for my new film, Schindler's List. And I'd like you to see some of what's already done so you can get a feeling for the film. And then we can talk about it. So John Williams went to some, you know, one of those viewing room kind of little theaters that you see in movies when they're making a film and everybody sits down to watch the Daily Rushes. What was filmed that day? So John Williams sees a good chunk of Schindler's List and he goes back to Steven Spielberg and he says, you know, you need somebody better than me to do the score for this film. And Spielberg replied to John Williams, I know, but they're all dead. Thought that was funny. Yes, actually, John Williams told that story by film in an interview that was part of a very nice piece that they showed a couple of years back at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which regrettably is finished for this season. So start watching for when they come out with who's going to be performing next year at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, located in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast, whether we are traveling or not, because David is being our senior producer, is here anchoring and making sure everything is working copacetically. Tell you another quick funny one. You ever see the movie Indiana Jones? Oh, I don't know. I think it's King Solomon's Mines. I think it's that one. There's a scene that is so funny. Harrison Ford is going to have a duel with this guy who looks, I don't know, Turkish, Middle Eastern. He's got a lot of cloth wrapped around him. And they're going to have a sword fight. Or maybe it'll turn into a fist fight. But just before that scene was shot, Harrison Ford contracted a super case of Montezuma's Revenge, which, if you don't know what that is, go to Google and look it up. He was spending a lot of time in the restroom. And he was feeling terrible. And he showed up on the set to do this duel scene. And as the guy is holding like a machete or something, and just as they're about to start this duel, Harrison Ford, the real person, not the character he was portraying, needed to run for the men's room. He didn't have time to deal with this. So instead of taking out the sword and getting into this dueling fight with this other character, he took out his gun and shot him. That was all ad-libbed. And it's such a memorable part of the film because it's so unexpected. You expect them to do something completely different, and he just takes out his gun, shoots the guy, turns around, and leaves. But he did that because he really needed to get to the men's room. I thought that was funny. I also learned that at one of the film nights at Tanglewood. So Tanglewood is this wonderful mélange. You like that word? It's a tossed salad of classical, popular artists. And this year they actually did three things related to film. They did the full movie Jaws, also John Williams, composer. They did Jaws in June. They stripped out the music, and there's the Boston Pops on the stage playing the score while you're watching the film. Then they did Film Night, which was little excerpts of this and that and whatever. Some of it accompanied by the video of the film without the music. And then they did the last one. And look at that. Oh, I don't remember what it was. I have to think about that for a minute. My brain has gone into overload. But they just did, oh, E.T. How could I forget that, for heaven's sakes? They did E.T. Oh, and you want to talk about adorable. You know, you just have to love Drew Barrymore since she was a little tiny thing. But that, you know, to see the film with 100 and some odd pieces of the Boston Pops on the stage playing the music, it's just extraordinary. So I'll let you know as soon as tickets go on sale for 2018 Tanglewood, which usually runs with popular artists from mid-June till Labor Day is over, and sprinkled then in between right after July 4th. The classical music is all entwined throughout the summer season. But you know what? I hate to think about the summer season being through Labor Day, and then it's kind of all over because the kids went back to school and people's summer vacations are over. Doesn't mean you can't take a breakaway. And it doesn't mean you can't take a breakaway to a place at the beach. And I just want to introduce you to somebody, and then we're going to go off and really explore a place called Ocracoke, I mean, start practicing saying that trippingly off the tongue. We're going to talk with Byron Miller in Ocracoke, North Carolina, after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
I have on the line with me Byron Miller. He's the general manager of what I believe is the family-owned and operated marvelous Ocracoke Harbor Inn in Ocracoke, Hyde County, North Carolina. I want to thank you for making time for us today, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
We spoke very briefly the other day, and while you were talking, I detected a little bit of Maryland in the boy.
Yes, I'm originally from right outside of Annapolis.
Oh, you know, the Baltimore Yacht Club is not in Baltimore, it's in Annapolis. And I know this because we were at one point looking at buying a very fine yacht, which is a good thing we never bought, by the way, for a whole bunch of reasons. But, yeah, we spent a whole bunch of time in Annapolis trudging around the docks at the Baltimore Yacht Club. What a wonderful place that is, Annapolis. Full of history, too.
It is a beautiful place.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out how the Annapolis boy found his way to Ocracoke, North Carolina, and why you need to know about this place and his lodging, the Ocracoke Harbor Inn. I'm going to do that right after this. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pubunalobby. What's a Pubunalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "Oh Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pubunalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
I saw the
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Byron Miller. He's the general manager of the Ocracoke Harbor Inn. This is real easy. You know the vegetable okra, O-C-R-A, and then put Coke, like, you know, that soft drink, and put it together, and you've got Ocracoke, North Carolina. Explain exactly where that is, Byron.
It is on the coast of North Carolina, what's known as the Outbanks. And we are located the island south of Cape Hatteras, which Cape Hatteras would be, you know, something that people would probably be more familiar with.
Well,
we're about 25 miles out into the, you know, into the ocean from the mainland.
Wow. That is hot. Now, Cape Hatteras, does that have any connection with where the Hatteras yachts are built?
No, actually, the Hatteras yachts are built over, I believe, in the New Bern area, which is on the mainland side.
In North Carolina.
Correct. But that, the whole concept and design would have come, yes, from Hatteras Island, you know, from the waters around here.
Yeah, because that boat that I was mentioning earlier,
mm-hmm.
For those of you who know Hatteras yachts, we wanted a 60-foot tri-cabin galley down Hatteras.
Nice.
Oh, honey, that was a boat. Man, the head in the master cabin had a full-size bathtub that you could throw your body into. Imagine a yacht with a bathtub. I mean, usually, yeah, when you get to a yacht that's 125 feet, you have anything you want, including a swimming pool and a helicopter. But, you know, this was... it had to be 60 feet or less, because then you don't need a captain and crew to captain the boat. You can do it yourself, according to all the information we were given, except I had absolutely no plans to ever sail on it from one port to another. I just wanted to be docked somewhere. And when my husband would decide it's time to move it, I would fly ahead and be on the dock waiting for his arrival. Because I don't care how big your boat is, you get out in that ocean, you're just a little bitty cork in a whole lot of water.
That is true.
That wasn't for me. But, I mean, you know, what a place. You're 25 miles out into the Atlantic. So, but you're a peninsula connected to the mainland, no?
Yes, so it's a string of islands that are kind of jut out from the coast. And Ocracoke Island, you have to take either a car ferry, which we have three of those coming from three different locations, or you can fly in by private plane, or, you know, come by your own boat.
Wow. How did you get from Annapolis, Maryland to Ocracoke?
Well, my grandparents started vacationing here before I was born, ended up buying a vacation home. So my parents, you know, we vacationed here as a when I was a young child, and then actually on my fifth birthday, we moved here. That was my birthday present, I guess.
Wow.
And
wasn't that very isolating?
Back then, yes. I mean, even now, too. But back then, it was, yeah, our season. We basically had tourists here from a little bit around Easter and then Memorial Day through Labor Day, and that's it. And there was probably 700 people that lived here. So very small community. You know everybody, and everybody knows you, and there's good things and bad things about that.
Oh, yeah, because you better not tick anybody off. You could wind up being by yourself.
You would, but you would make up, you know, within a day or two.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you guys are not grudge holders, because that could be really bad.
It's hard to hold a grudge here.
Now, but when we spoke, one of the first things I asked you was, what is your season at the Ocracoke Harbor Inn in Ocracoke, North Carolina? And I was very happy to hear that it doesn't just, you know, there's no drop-dead deadline at Labor Day.
No, actually, September and October are actually the prettiest 2 months to be here. The water's still warm enough to swim, but the temperatures aren't, you know, real high with a lot of high humidity. It's still busy, but, you know, it's more couples and retirees.
Oh, yeah, you don't have the kids. Kids are back in school.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, for people who, you know, would prefer to travel without children, that's a great time to go away. And you're right. You still have that, you know, that wonderful Indian summer. And, you know, the it's still warm enough. The water has been heating up all summer, so the water is warm. And as warm as it's going to get all year. And it gives you an opportunity to have a nice breakaway in a kind of inspiring place. Now, you actually close for the season when, Byron?
We close right after Thanksgiving, and then we will stay closed until mid-March.
Wow. Wow. So, and what do you do then?
Well, usually take about 3 weeks to kind of close the inn up, and then we go down to the Bahamas for a couple of months, which I've been doing that actually since I was a kid. And it's go to another small island. That's my second home. It's my home away from home.
Homeschool you?
No. We didn't go down for as long when I was a kid. Oh. You know, we would go for 2 or 3 weeks. It wasn't until I was older that, you know, I could go for that long a time.
Well, when I was little and living not too far away from you in Annapolis, I was in Baltimore, we used to go away, depending on whether my grandfather was going with us. If my grandfather was going with us, we would leave New Year's Day, and we would take the train from Penn Station, Baltimore, down to Miami overnight, and because he didn't have the patience to drive or be in a car for a couple days. And so, and we'd spend the month of January in Florida. If my grandfather wasn't going, we would drive down and we would leave Christmas morning because nobody was on the road. And you could get out of Baltimore, you know, no traffic and whatever. And we would drive down Christmas morning and we'd start heading north around the 25th of January, and my birthday is January 27th. So every year my birthday was in Georgia or South Carolina or North Carolina or Virginia, depending on what day we left Miami. And it was a cupcake and a candle somewhere on the road on the East Coast in the Middle Atlantic States. And we'd come back, you know, we'd spend, you know, a good month down in you know, nice warm weather before we headed back to to Baltimore, which considers itself south, but when it comes to winter, it's still got the market cornered. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back talking with Byron Miller, the general manager of the Ocracoke Harbor Inn in Ocracoke, North Carolina, because doesn't it just sound like an idyllic place to go at this time of year, especially when you know you can go up to Thanksgiving. So we'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Byron Miller, the general manager of the Ocracoke Harbor Inn, is on the line with us. You can actually see webcams they have set up there. If you go to OcracokeHarborInn.com/webcams, and you'll find a link from our show notes at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. where in the forums, in the directory, in the show notes, cross-reference in a good half dozen or more places, you'll get links to all of that. So if you're driving, don't worry, you're missing something. And please don't try to write something down while you're driving. I don't have to be responsible for some bad mischief you get yourself into there. So after you settled with your family in Ocracoke, North Carolina, so you graduated from high school. Then what happened?
Well, I graduated from high school, a very large class of eight.
Oh, my.
And went to college, got my degree.
Where'd you go to school?
Campbell University, which is over near Raleigh, okay. In North Carolina. Got my degree in psychology and a couple of business minors, and decided that the idea of living in the real world didn't appeal to me, so I moved back to Ocracoke. We had a family-owned cottage court, which is it's on the same property that the inn is on right now. So I grew up with that, and then I was a bartender for 11 years at Howard's Pub. And then in 98, we built the inn where the cottage court used to be, and I've been here working here ever since.
So you could take the boy out of Ocracoke, but you couldn't take Ocracoke out of the boy?
I guess not.
So what is it? What is the magical, mystical ingredient that would keep a young, strapping fella who graduated from high school with a class of eight, which gives you some insight, into staying where you were and not going even to a place like, I don't know, Raleigh? You know, someplace where there are more things going on.
I guess I like small islands. I like to say that, you know, my gills will dry out if you take me away from salt water for too long.
No, we wouldn't want that.
No,
we wouldn't want that. But when you start growing scales, I'm going to start to worry.
No, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, I'm on your side. So what you say you built the Ocracoke Harbor Inn, how many accommodations are there?
We have 16 rooms, 7 suites, and then we have 5 rental properties, rental houses that we rent.
Tell me about the rental houses.
Well, they're everything from a one-bedroom up to, we've got a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom, and then 3 3-bedrooms. Several of them are located down on the Sound at a place called Peach's Hole, which actually is where Blackbeard was killed.
The pirate.
They have really nice views of the Sound, and you can see one of the webcams in there.
Blackbeard the pirate.
Yes, that's actually where I grew up. The other two houses are, close to the inn, within, a very quick walk. So we rent those,
From the front door of the Ocracoke Harbor Inn, how far is it to the beach?
Well, you're Actually, the harbor that the village is situated around, you're probably about 300 feet from that.
Wow.
And then to the actual ocean beach, you're about a mile and a half. And what's kind of unique about Ocracoke is that all of the ocean beach is owned by the national park. So there's nothing built on it, so you don't, you know, there's no crowd.
Now, that may change.
Built on it.
That may change. There's a new philosophy afoot that our national parks are a feeder institution for businesses who would like to operate there. So if that's going on in mountains and woods around America, it could happen on beaches too, and I think it's the most preposterous thing I've ever heard of. And I'm going to bet you'd really hate it at some company decided to open its plant right on the beach there because they got the rights from the government to operate in a national park.
That wouldn't be good, but luckily for us, you know, the only having access by ferries,
it doesn't
really
lend itself. No.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, that's why we have no chains here. You know, nothing like that. So I think we're safe with that.
So the person, yeah, I'm glad you're safe, but the rest of the nation's national parks are not.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, no, it isn't good. I mean, it's really scary is what it is. I mean, it's really terrifying to think that national parks can be taken over great private businesses. But in any event, let's talk about the experience of the visitor. When you talk about having 16 rooms, 7 suites, and 5 rental homes, let's talk about the rooms and suites. What does it look like when you drive up? Now, can you bring your car on these ferries, or is this like, you know, there are some islands off the coast of Massachusetts and elsewhere where, you know, you just, you know, you leave your car wherever, and it's like Bermuda, you know, you can't bring a car to Bermuda. And even if you're going to rent something, you're not going to be renting a car. You're going to be renting a moped or something. You know?
So, no, you can bring your car here. All three ferries are car ferries.
Oh, that's good.
The shortest ferry is an hour. The longest is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Where do you get it from?
The northern ferry, the hour ferry, is from Hatteras Island, which that's all connected with the bridge. The longest ferry is the Swan Quarter Ferry, which is to our west, and then you have one that's 2 hours and 10 minutes that comes from Cedar Island, North Carolina, which is more to our south.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to do a little research on all of this because I haven't a clue where Swan Quarter or Cedar Island are.
Swan Quarter is our county seat, and it's in a very, very rural area. Cedar Island would be closer to some place you would know, maybe Morehead City or Beaufort, North Carolina.
Okay.
And then, of course, Hatteras, you know, Cape Hatteras. A lot of people know about the whole lighthouse thing and all that.
Mm.
And the boats.
Okay. Are there marinas there for people who want to come in from someplace with their own boat?
Yes, there is one full-service marina, and then we do have some National Park Service docks that you know, you can tie up to as well. And then, you know, like we have dockage for boats under 35 feet that are staying with us, and then several other places do as well. So it's very conducive to boating.
All right. So now when you get off the ferry, what if you came on the ferry? I guess you'd have to come with a car, because how would you have gotten to these other places to get the ferry in the first place?
Well, in theory, you really need to bring a car, but once you get here, you can rent a golf cart or a bike or walk pretty much to everything except for the ocean beach.
So do you get around town on your golf cart?
That's what I drive.
I love it. I love it. There's an island. It's not much of a trip. From Cancun, maybe it's, I don't know, 20 minutes or something, if it's that much, called Isla Mujeres, the island of women.
Mm-hmm.
And on that island, there's a federal park called Garifon, which is like, there's supposed to be good scuba there. I don't scuba, but you see a lot of people who go there for scuba. And they actually have an underwater art gallery of sculptures that at one point the sculptures were on display on the island, and then when the exhibit was over, somebody got the good idea, let's plant them under the water so you can scuba around the, it's very cool, around all these statues that are underwater there. But, oh, and it has a nice restaurant, and it is a pretty place to go. But the island of Isla Mujeres that Garifone is on, and you'd be flying into Cancun for this, people. You get around on golf carts or bicycles. There are some taxis. You can get a taxi, but, you know, you're not bringing a car to drive around. That's not happening. But it's very cool. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back talking with Byron Miller, general manager of the Ocracoke Harbor Inn in Ocracoke, North Carolina. I'm telling you, I'm fascinated by this whole story. I'm glad you're open till Thanksgiving. I may find my way down just to visit you, just to see this place, because it's like a fairy tale. You know, remote, inspiring. I'm loving it. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House, are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand, the night was so exciting.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is my new best friend, Byron Miller. He's a general manager of the family-owned and operated Ocracoke Harbor Inn in Ocracoke, North Carolina. And you know, it's funny, when I'm listening to my guests talk, well, I actually do. Most people who interview people aren't paying any attention. They're all focused on the next question on their sheet that they're going to ask. And I don't, as you can clearly tell, operate with a script because I don't know where we're going with this until I hear what my guest has to say. And when you were talking, Byron, and describing Ocracoke and, you know, the ambience, the environs, whatever, of all the places in the world I have been, and there are many, and of all the island beachy kind of destinations I have been to, the one that came to mind was Isla Mujeres, which is in the state of Quintana Roo, which incorporates the Riviera Maya, Cancun, Cozumel, that whole area. And if you're in Cancun, there, you know, there are a couple of, I think it's called Embarcadero. You take a boat from there, and it's a lovely, about a half-hour boat ride. You get to Isla Mujeres. There are a number of very nice places to stay, all small and cute little town. And for the most part, you're going to get around in a golf cart or a bicycle or on foot. There are some taxis. Streets are pretty crowded in the height of season. And in the commercial break, Byron Miller, general manager at the Ocracoke Harbor Inn, said to me, you know, I've got friends who have been to Isla Mujeres, and they say it's a lot like Ocracoke. And I said, well, look at that. You know, I got that from what you were saying. So for those of you who have been to Isla Mujeres and loved it, here's a place closer to home. You don't need a passport to go to. You're already here. Go visit. So when you come up to your place with 23 accommodations made up of 16 rooms and 7 suites, what's it look like on the outside? And what does the grounds around it look like?
Well, I mean, we're located on the harbor. Actually, our office and one of our suites are directly on the harbor, and then right across the very quiet road is our main building. And we have a lot of deck space on the water, you know, including our dock for guests.
Nice.
And then majority of our rooms and suites all face the harbor with their own private deck. So you enter the rooms from the back, and then you come out a sliding glass door into your own deck, and harbor's right in front of you. You can just kind of watch the world go by, the ferries come and go, and the boats and whatnot.
Now, when you go after, do you close up after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving?
Right after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to come down for Thanksgiving, are there places you can, you know, restaurants and stuff you can eat in? I'm Thanksgiving dinner notwithstanding. I mean, even if you got a hot dog and said this is Thanksgiving, I mean, are there places to eat?
Yeah, there'll still, you know, Thanksgiving, there'll still be a handful of places to eat. Beginning of November, a lot of the places start to close, but there will still be two or three and maybe as many as four restaurants still open for Thanksgiving.
Sounds to me like you've got the kind of place, like Provincetown, Massachusetts, like some other kind of island destinations, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard. I can't even think of what all else. Where you'd probably attract a lot of creative people, artisans and writers and craftsmen of all kinds. Is that true or no?
It is, because, I mean, you really have to want to get here. I mean, this isn't something that, you know, you just on a whim, you know, pop on a plane and, you know, you're there. I mean, it's, you know, you have to kind of plan it out, and, you know, it's unique and it does have its challenges. I mean, you don't, you know, we don't have a drugstore, so you don't have that. I mean,
so you better come with your medications and stuff.
Well, we have a clinic, but, you know, but other than that, I mean, but it does attract the, you know, the, I guess the artisan crowd and, you know, more of
the last of the living
adventurous crowd.
The last of the living hippies.
There is that, yes.
Yeah, I would see that.
It's, but yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, I mean, it's a place where, you know, the nicest restaurant on the island, you know, you don't need a suit and tie to go in. And don't tell anybody, but I go in there a lot of times with no shoes. So
we'll keep that our secret. But, you know, and I bet the air smells so good. Because destinations like yours, the things that, you know, I always look for some place that is welcoming and comfortable and pampering, and I'm going to be real happy there. Not only in the hotel, but in the destination itself. But when you go to destinations like yours, the things that I come away with is the feeling of really being hugged by the breezes and, you know, have your skin kissed by the mist of the sea, because that's got to be where you are.
That is true. I mean, it's definitely, you know, you have the sea air and, you know, the sun and the water and the sand, and, you know, you can do as little as you want or as much as you want. That's kind of up to you.
Yeah, well, we live a frenetic life these days, and, it, you know, this merry-go-round keeps picking up speed, and I think the best thing that people can do for themselves is take a mental health break and just get away from all the stress and the challenges and the noise and the distractions and, you know, be able to be in a place where you're not all that far away from the craziness of civilization. And if you want to pick up all your anxieties when you get back on the ferry, they'll be waiting for you. But, you know, it'd be nice to, you know, just go to a place and bring along all those books you got piled up that you meant to read and you didn't. Or, you know, if you're one of those people that likes to do anything from paint to doodle, you know, to bring along your papers and your marker pens or your paints or whatever it is that you like to be creative with. And, you know, whatever that last project you were working on you didn't get to finish, take it along. You'll get it done there in Ocracoke. Your place sounds wonderful, and I'm so glad we connected. And I want you to stay on the line with me, because we're going to end this hour now, and we'll be back after the top of the hour news. So I hope you'll stay through and stay with us, everybody. We've got another hour to go here, and I look forward to talking to you in the break meantime. So stay with me, Byron, and everybody else. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,